Hi, and welcome to the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. I'm Greg Detmeyer. You are about to listen to episode 2 of a series called Goals, Living Beyond Hope. As a quick background, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me and I devoted myself to living a healthier lifestyle. The core objective was to lose weight, develop healthy eating routines, and improve overall heart health. For 20 years, I struggled to do this, but through my journey, I shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a goal, and strive to be disciplined. Through the course of this series, I will be sharing these lessons. Thanks for listening, and enjoy episode 2. Today is your last best chance. There is a proverb that goes, "The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is right now." Think about that. How many times in life have you said, "I wish I would have started this long ago"? Actually, in the world of finances, it is time that allows for compounding, which eventually leads to wealth. Actions toward our goals work the same way. Our daily actions over time lead to the achievement of our goals. But before this happens, we must literally start. On June 6, 2020, I made a choice to pursue my fitness goal. It was on this random day in June where I realized that today is my last best chance to make this change. This thought has been carried with me every day for the past 9 months. Each morning when I wake up at 4:30 to exercise, I tell myself that today is my last best chance to work hard toward this goal. Or, as I sit down to eat grilled chicken and sweet potatoes instead of a double bacon cheeseburger and fries, I tell myself, this is my last best chance to make food choices to support my goal. The truth is, every single choice we make in life either brings us closer to our goals or further away. The power of this daily statement is all about seizing today and not putting off what can be done today until tomorrow. Generally speaking, most of us will have a tomorrow. However, that tomorrow will not be as good as today. So why is that? Well, there's three reasons. First, remember we spoke about compounding actions leading to results, just like in the financial world? Well, the sooner you start, the more time you have invested, and the more compounding of actions occurs. Second, when we fall into the mentality of, "I can start tomorrow," it becomes easy for us to keep pushing things off until another tomorrow. We will always find an excuse as to why tomorrow is a better day to start than today. We need to eliminate those excuses. And third, it is important to remember that each day that passes is one less day we have. So by not starting now, you are literally running out of time. I love how Rocky says it in the 2006 film Rocky Balboa. Time is undefeated. For years, I was the master of starting the diet on Monday. And of course, Sunday night, I would have my farewell meal of a double Whopper and fries from Burger King, followed by a medium cookie dough blizzard from Dairy Queen. I would think to myself after the binge that I was now set to make the change. Except for the fact that the next day I would wake up and say, "Well, I can start on Monday," repeating a week of poor choices and being stuck in what I'm going to call the "I will start on Monday" cycle. June 6th, the day I began my journey and realized that this was my last best chance, was actually a Saturday. I was actually in the midst of a "I will start this on Monday" cycle, but then it clicked. I need to start this right now. Here, midday, after eating a horrible breakfast and a lunch, I needed to start. From there, I ate as healthy as I could the rest of the day and headed to the store on Sunday to buy some clean foods. My compounding actions had begun, and after years of being stuck in the "I will start on Monday" cycle, I was finally free. So where are you? Is there a goal you have been wanting to set only to continue to push it off, to make excuses, or to be stuck in a Monday cycle? If this is the case, today is your last best chance to make the change. Start today. Start compounding your actions. In a week, month, year, decade, you'll be glad you did. Because even when you have tomorrow, it is still one less day than you have if you were to start today. Don't get me wrong, there are many days I struggle to make the right decisions. And there are certainly more than enough failures, which we will talk about next time. But when I'm struggling, I tell myself, I can be hungry, tired, and sore, but not today. That was a little bit of advice my daughter actually gave me, she heard from a school teacher. Again, today is too important to be wasted with excuses, especially when I want my actions to have compound results. Throughout this series, I will refer to my progress a lot, and I don't want this to be a look at me game, but instead I want you to see and hear where these principles come from. No matter the goal, by starting now, you will be better off. Again, this isn't only about weight loss. This would work for any goal, anything you've been waiting or longing to do. Starting now is your last best chance to achieve that. So remember, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. But don't get stuck on that part. There's nothing you can do about that at this point. But the second best time to plant a tree is right now. Or as I have told myself for the past 9 months, this is my last best chance to achieve my goal. The only way to break that Monday cycle is to start. In closing, I want to quote DDP, my favorite wrestler from the 90s, and say, "Never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you." Now go work hard, keep moving, and be awesome. If you have any questions or thoughts about what you have heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head to our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you would give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread the thoughts and ideas. As always, go be awesome.